October 2009. There is something in the building of a woodpile that often leads the builder to take pains and aim for perfection, pains and perfection that are fundamentally irrational. Down the hill, a neighbor's winter wood sits on his lot more proudly than his house. His two-cord stack is admirably plumb and square. Each chunk looks to have been selected and placed with the skill of a mason. We have here a kind of cathedral of woodpiles. I myself, in the stacking of my cordwood, am not deaf to the call of the hyper-meticulous. I measure, I trim, I step back to examine my work, I adjust. I'm not an architect, a master builder like the woodburner down in the valley, but I'm not quick and dirty either. I put in the time, the care, to build a woodpile that is well turned out, that shows effort and finish. It seems important. The question is, why? Our woodpiles, neat or nasty, are ephemera. The very hands that erect them, our own, are the hands that deliberately tear them down when their components are needed to heat our homes. Perhaps it's with woodpiles, as it is with sandcastles, snowmen, and ice sculptures. Some part of their charm, some part of the fun of making them, is in their short date. We like it, that inevitably those ranks of wood, dressed and trigged out with such attention, come down to a few bushels of gray ash.